USA Radio News.
The variant COVID strain from the UK now found in another state, Hawaii, announcing Friday it has detected the B117 strain in a resident with no travel history. The variant strain now present in over 30 states. Dr. Anthony Fauci says there are steps we can take to slow it down, though.
Now is the time to do a couple of things. One, double down on the adherence to the public health measures that we talk about all the time. The uniform masking that the president has spoken about, the physical distancing, the avoiding congregate settings, particularly indoors, and the washing of hands.
Some good news. Researchers announced Friday the AstraZeneca vaccine is effective against the UK variant strain. Meanwhile, the president's $2 trillion COVID relief bill moves a step closer to passage. The House and the Senate yesterday passed a budget plan that blocks Republicans from filibustering the bill. Vice President Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote in the Senate. The vote on the relief bill expected to come next month. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The president's COVID relief bill unlikely to contain an increase in the federal minimum wage. President Biden wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, but he tells CBS News Friday he doesn't expect it will be in the final bill. The jobs report out Friday shows a drop in the unemployment rate, but it also reveals deeper problems, especially when it comes to women. Economist Diane Swank tells CBS News we have a she session.
Women really bearing a disproportionate burden of the losses of dropping out of the labor force entirely. We've lost 4.3 million people that were in the labor force in February that are no longer there today, and many of them are women. Almost 60% of them are women.
The report released yesterday shows a net gain of almost 50,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate drops to 6.3%. That's almost 3 points higher, though, than it was before the pandemic. The report also shows long-term unemployment is almost 40%, close to the record 46% set in 2010. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Republicans pick up another seat in the House. Claudia Tenney elected in New York's 22nd House District after the state Supreme Court rules yesterday the results of November's election can be certified. Tenney beats Democratic incumbent Anthony Brindisi by just over 100 votes. Brindisi is appealing the ruling, though. Democrats hold a 9-seat edge in the House. Now 2 seats are vacant. Lawmakers, meanwhile, racking up fines for not abiding by new security measures at the U.S. Capitol. Here's Jeremy Scott.
Two GOP representatives have been fined while a group of Republicans are calling for Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to be fined for failing to abide by new security measures put in place following the U.S. Capitol storming last month. Representatives Louis Gohmert and Andrew Clyde were fined $5,000 on Friday for bypassing metal detectors as they entered the House floor. Meanwhile, Republicans on the House Administration Committee have signed a letter saying Speaker Pelosi should be fined as well for not going through metal detectors. Just this week, House Democrats voted to impose a fine of $5,000 for a first offense and $10,000 for a second violation of new screening procedures. The fines are deducted directly from the salaries of lawmakers. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Pro-democracy protests in Myanmar Saturday. Thousands of people in the country's largest city voicing opposition to a military coup and calling for the release of civilian leaders detained since Monday. Protesters chanting, "We demand democracy." And two movies about the GameStop stock craze are in the works. According to The Hollywood Reporter, HBO and Netflix are working on separate screenplays. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.